Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the 6-5 of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ez Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Chof Gimel. We left off yesterday in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the Mechaber, who said that one should finish off Ne'ilah prior to what he calls Sof Shkiyah Sechama, prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Mishnah Berurah was telling us how important it is to have tremendous kavanah during Ne'ilah, because if Yom Kippur is the essence of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, so Ne'ilah is the essence of Yom Kippur, and hakol holech achar achito. And v'im lo achshav emesai, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do this? So we'll begin and repeat a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, about 7 lines down into this Mishnah Berurah. V'lachein, the Chofetz Chaim says, af im cholosh hu machmas ha-tainis. Even that person is very weak because of the tainis. Im kol makom, nevertheless, yezor, he should gird himself kegibor chalatzov, like a strong person, lispalel b'machshav zaka obrura, to try and dive in with a clear head, say all the words carefully and understand them. Lokabel alatzmo, to accept upon himself gidrei hatshuva b'emes, to fully accept upon himself all the guidelines of tshuva with truth and absolute belief. V'habolat tar v'sayim osov. Somebody tries to do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. V'yechosem, and he says the conclusion b'sefer chayim tovim. He ends that off with lashon v'yechosem b'sefer chayim tovim. We use the lashon of chasima, as we pointed out, and the issue footnote number 3 says if a person didn't say v'chosmenu, he didn't say chasom, instead he used kosvenu kisov. So then he brings out from the Das Torah. Shein Sarach Lachzor, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Kivin Sha'afil lo amru klalin Sarach Lachzor, because even if you didn't say it at all, never mind you said it incorrectly, albeit close to the right thing, if you even skip it entirely, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. And he says this is the opinion as well from Rav Ozzer Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi. Then he brings up in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos HaMawadim that Shekoz Mashalo Amr Es Hashem shall see my bracha. If he didn't finish the bracha, then he's allowed to go back and say it. And this is the same psak that Mishnah Berurah brought down in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis. If you're still within the bracha, you forgot to say Zecharein L'chaim, you'll have to go back and say it. Mishnah Berurah concludes Sif Katan Gimel with saying Yishal Vatal Aminug Sha'akum Madli Kaneris Atzorach Hamiris Piyutim Menila. You should get rid of the minug that they'd have a guy come in and light candles for people to be able to see when they were saying Piyutim by Ne'ilah. Elo Haneros Hadolkim Yifazu M'chol Beis HaKnesses. Instead, spread out the candles that are already lit throughout the shul. There's a heavy rak shavus to shavus. This is something that is permissible. It's only an issue of the Rabbanon, and since it's in the setting of a mitzvah, and you're just Amir Liakum, so therefore it wouldn't be an issue of the Raisa if you did it, and therefore it's only the Rabbanon. And if you're only telling the guy that's a the Rabbanon, Shus to Shus, the Tzorech mitzvah is allowed. Dear Shifut number 4 brings down Shadavar Sha'asul Yehudi Lasos Rak mid the Rabbanon. If something is also for a year to do only mid the Rabbanon, so that is permissible, the Tzorech mitzvah, to go tell a non Jew. Amir Liakum is a the Rabbanon. This is only a the Rabbanon, the issue, so Shus to Shus. The setting of a tzarech mitzvah is allowed. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'nochlin shib be'erev Yom Kippurim yas ben akum hazeish." Go and tell the non-Jewish person erev Yom Kippur to do this, not on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, he says, "Gam she'enochlin." It's also very appropriate to do this. Shema be Yom Kippur. Maybe on Yom Kippur, yishada ezadover machmas ribu yaneiros. That something could occur because you have so many candles lit, and it could lead to a sakana. So therefore, he brings that from the Achronim. So you arrange all of this beforehand. So you'll have the non-Jewish person move about the candles, and it won't lead to Rechmal Son trouble, and be in a flight, and it won't be any Yisurim involved. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Imchol b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur and Shabbos coincide, Maskir b'Shol Shabbos, in the Brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, you also mention Shabbos. Mr. Burris of Cotton Dalla tells us, Kedel Shemaskir b'Shar Tvilas Yom, just like in all the Tvilas of the day, not only in the Ila, do you mention Shabbos. Because it is Shabbos. Even those that continue beyond Shabbos and they still say Nila later at night, since you started during the day, therefore you should mention Shabbos. The issue foot number 5 brings down, what about the bracha Me'in Sheva? We say Mogin Avos on Friday night, so do you say that when Yom Kippur comes out? Do you mention Yom Kippur in that? So the answer is no. That's only there because of Shabbos and not because of Yom Kippur. So then the same reasoning should apply. Ne'ilah is only there because of Yom Kippur. It's not there because of Shabbos. So how can we mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah? So the Shaar Etzion in Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes brings down that Yom Kippur has a chiv to daven in the 4 tefillos. The king gam tefillos Ne'ilah
hu michovas hayom. It's an obligation of the day, and therefore that day is Shabbos. So you also mention Shabbos as opposed to the bracha mein sheva. It's not an obligation of the day. Even on Shabbos, it's not a real chovah mitzad hayom. We do it because of the sakana. Some people would be late to shul, so therefore we keep saying a little bit extra so that they don't have to walk home alone. It's not a real chovah of the day, and that's the distinction between the brachos mein sheva, where we don't mention Yom Kippur, and Ne'ilah, where we do mention Shabbos. The Chaver continues and he says, "Abul bevidu shalachar tefillah." The vidu that comes after the Shemoneh Esrei, ain't maskir bosho Shabbos. Then we don't mention Shabbos, albeit the Mishnah Berurah brings out in Sivkot and Hay, that's for the individual. He mishik farsi and bircha Shabbos, because you already finished off the bracha of Shabbos. In other words, da'inu atav v'chatonu shechos mikadosh Shabbos. So for you, Shabbos is so to say over. Lo matzino maskara achasim abracha. We don't have to mention it after you finish the bracha. But the shliach tzibur v'lachein, shliach tzibur, kimishu omer avidu b'soch ha-tvila, he's saying the vidu in the middle of the tvila, as opposed to the private person that says it after the Shemoneh Esrei is over, before he takes the 3 steps back, but after he finishes some rech to myself with shalom. So therefore, tzorach laski shol Shabbos, b'yato hivdalto enosh me'rosh v'chule. So the chazan does have to say, just like he mentioned Yom Kippur. Just like throughout the Shemoneh Esrei, he meant both Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And again, the Mechaber says, this is talking about an individual. Hani Mili Yochid is not Maskir Boshul Shabbos, Abba Shalich Tzibar, Kivin Shomer B'soch Tfilah. So he's saying in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, Maskir Boshul Shabbos, as we just said in the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if he forgot to? Vim Lo Hitzkir B'zeh, in Machzir Zoh. As long as he mentioned Shabbos someplace, so then even though he forget it over here, he doesn't have to go back. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sivkot and Vav. Chomer B'soch Vidui. If he didn't mention Shabbos in the Vidui, in the Chazer Seshatz, Nishke Ferluch, because Avol B'tocha Tfilah Hizkir, he already did mention Shabbos V'lechein Enoch Zero, so that's why you don't go back. But Avol Lo Hizkir Shabbos Klal, if he forgot to mention Shabbos at all, so then Oz Ben Yochid Ben Shliach Tzibur, the individual or the Shliach Tzibur Enoch Zero, so has to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Have to mention Shabbos, so else he's not Yotzi. Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes Omer Keser, the Kedusha that they say is what is known in Nusach Sfarid is Keser. Come up with Musaf, just like the Mechaber holds, you say by Musaf Keser. You say by Nila Kesser as well. Now, Ashkenazim don't hold like this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, b'musaf, those that say the girsa like Ashkenazim do, naritzcha v'naktishcha in musaf, so they say the same girsa by Nila, omrim gam kein b'ni'ila. So it's the musaf, kedusha, so if you say nusach svart, so then it's Kesser. If you say nusach Ashkenaz, then it's naritzcha. Uposkin aru in the whole tefillah sinila, and the custom is to keep the aron open during the entire tefillah of ni'ila. This is based upon the Minhagim, as the Sharon Simlos test tells us. And this leads to a very interesting question. Do you have to stand during this opening of the Orin for Ne'ilah? So he brings down for the Sharon Simlos in Simon Kuf Mem Vav, Sha'olam Noagim B'chozel Lassos Hidu L'tor V'lamot. When we open up the Orin Kodesh, the Velt knows you stand up. But that's not technically a requirement. And the Taz writes, U'begeder Minach Zeh, it's a beautiful Minach. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Salam Yigris Moshe, points out, Eino Chiyav. It's not a chiyuv, and it's not even a real minhag that has been accepted. It's a mitzvah b'alma, but not everybody stands up then. And therefore, he says, loch mir b'zeh, and lahar erachem, if somebody's not machmir on that, so then don't look at him askance. Don't think he's doing something wrong. Why is he sitting down? Because he's a little daven better sitting down. He's tired, and this way he'll daven more kavana for ne'ilah. But Rav Moshe says, Nebuch, the people aren't going to understand. Anashim lo yavinu, lo ma'inam omdim. So therefore, he says, try to stand if you can. On the other hand, the Stipe Lagon, Lo Noag Lamod, he didn't stand up when the Aron Kodesh was open for these piyutim or during the Ila, because technically not supposed to, and he felt he would have more kavana sitting down because he was tired. What happens if they don't have a Sefer Torah? So they want to open the Aron Kodesh, it's going to be empty. So can you go bring a Sefer Torah? So Nissan Karlitz Asal, Ben Haddu and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, they both say that the Ramah in Simon Kuflam and he says, normally, Ein Lahotzi Sefer Torah, V'beis HaKnesses, Afilu G'dei Likrobo, Elam Kinoya Munach, B'yosu Mokum, Kod Mulchein, Yomu Yomayim. You just don't take a Sefer Torah out for any reason. You need to bring it there beforehand. It should be in an established place. Some suggest even that it should be there 3 times. You should read from it. In any event, how can you go and bring a Sefer Torah over here? So nevertheless, they say you're allowed to, because kiven shenachshav hadavar kemitzvah lekovod hatvila, since if you opened up the Aron Kodesh and nothing was inside, it would lose a lot. So therefore, it's lekovod hatvila, it is permitted. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, no sim kapayim b'ni'ilah. The minig, according to the Sfardim, according to the Mechaber, is that you go and duchen during the ilah. Mishabur says in Sivkar Neches, hainu imu adayin yom. This is as long as it's during the day. You're not allowed to duchen at night, but if it's still daytime and you're supposed to start an ilah during the day, so then you're allowed to duchen. Abol im kvar choshcho, but if it's already night at the time you're duchening, ain't no sim kapayim. He says, you do not duchen. The issue for number 7 discusses, what about during the Bein HaShemashos, ayin shom. In any event, why don't we duchen at night time? Because it's the iskash nesias kapayim lavoda. Because nesias kapayim duchening is compared to an avoda, as the pasuk says, the tziv l'shar so to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'varach b'shmo. But avoda hu davka b'yom, and all the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash have to be done during the daytime, and therefore halacha l'maisa l'chein im hazman kotzer. If it's getting late, and they want to duchen, but they're not going to be able to say all the piyutim. Yomu ha-piyutim achar ha-tvila. Finish the Shema Esrei, finish the Chazaras HaShadz, duchen, and then say more piyutim afterwards. Kidei she'en nesias kapayim b'yom, in order that the duchening can occur during the daytime. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. No sun kapayim b'ni'ilah. But the Ramah says, v'aminek b'dinu se'elu, the Ashkenazi communities have a different custom. Shelo liso kapayim, they don't duchen. The Mishbur explains, v'kot and test, v'afilu imu adayim b'vad yom, even if it's definitely daytime. They don't duchen. Why not? They may shakam upon nimshach siyum atvila alayla, because many times they will go into the night time when they're finishing off the Shemoneh Esrei and they'll forget and they'll duchen. Lafikach nagu shalo liso kapayim b'shum pam. Therefore, they say no, don't duchen at all. Furthermore, the Mishmur says v'kosu acharon, and the acharonim say to me kol makom, even though you're not duchening, that say elokein b'alkeiav v'sein b'orchein b'aruchav hamshalash b'torah etc. v'chule, that you do say. And likewise, instead of saying shalom rav, b'chein sim shalom, you do say omrim v'afilu alayla, and that you do say even if it's already nighttime. Why? Shebazeh ain't paid the kokach, because that's not a big deal if you do it when it's dark. Because the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei was before the Shkia, so these things are considered still part or attached to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore they're allowed to be said. The Ramah continues and he says, v'omrim avinu malkeinu. We say avinu malkeinu, the Mishmur explains, v'afilu chol b'shabbos. Even if it's Shabbos, we do say it now, because now we really have im l'lachshav emasai, if not now, when? And he says, this is true even if it's still daytime, so you can't say, well, it's oy Shabbos. Afilu v'dayin yom, mipnei shugmar din. This is the conclusion of the din, and if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Now we're going to sif of the final sif. B'sof ha-slichos, at the conclusion of all the piyutim of Ne'ilah, at the end of the slichos, omrim, we say, sheva pa'omim, 7 times. This is one of the highlights of the year's davening. Hashem hu ha-elokim, Hashem hu ha-elokim. We all scream at the top of our lungs with tremendous emunah that God is our God. Mishbur Sivkon Yadal tells us, why do we say it 7 times? Hatam, l'lavos ha-shechina, shemis'ala lalos l'mala mishiva rakiyim. So to say to escort the Shekhinah back to the place where the Shekhinah resides above the 7 heavens. We have the expression, he's in 7th heaven. So that's because there are 7 rakias. There are 7 aspects of heaven, and the Shekhinah is above all of that. The issue footnote number 8 brings down a similar additional reason, and this is brought down in Simon Samach Aleph, Shemishabchin es habori yisbarach shemo shedor lemala mishiva rakim. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, dwells. And the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shatam Shekosuv Kan Mekor B'Smak. Here, the source is based upon the smak, which the Beis Yosef brings down. And what the Mishnah Berurah says is based upon the Tosos and Brachos. Again, they're very similar ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, his presence, is above the 7 Rakias, and we escort HaKadosh Baruch Hu back with each of the Rakias by saying, Hashem Hu Elokim. Beautiful. And then the Ramah says, Upam Acha Shema Yisrael. We say only to one time Shema Yisrael. And the reason for that is because if a person says Shema Yisrael, so Mishatkin also, we say, well, you don't allow that because it looks like they're Chas V'Shalom Shtei Rishuyos, as if he's davening to this HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rechmono Litzlan. So therefore, you only say Shema once. It's not a problem to say Baruch Shein Kvod 3 times, because that's the next thing that the Ramah tells us. B'Sholosh Pom and Baruch Shein Kvod Machasol Yolam V'Ed. That's not a problem, as the Minhagim brings down, and he says as well, look in El in Simon Samach Aleph, and this isn't a problem because that's really not going to be mistaken for Shtei Rishuyos, but Shema Yisrael would be mistaken for Shtei Rishuyos. And you can see this in Deir Shifut number 8 in the second paragraph, where he says that the 3 times of Baruch Shein Kvod is not a problem. Lo Choshishin, that we're not concerned about. Shinir Kimakabal Lo Shtei Rishuyos, Rechmon Al-Sam, that he has 2 gods. As opposed to Shema Yisrael, which is also Amar Pamayim, that definitely is a problem. because that's the Iker Omach Hoshemayit. And if you said that twice, that would look Rachmona Luslan as if you're davening the two different gods. Then the Mechaber says, V'tokin Tashrat, the minog among Sfardim is that they blow Tekiyah, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiyah. Sivkot Yud Beis Mishnah Berurah says, the reason behind this, Hatam, Shu Simen L'Siluk Shechina L'Mala. Again, this is escorting the Hashem Elokim, escorting the Shechina, so this represents saying goodbye to the Shechina. Shnema, Allah Elokim B'Siruach, Kosh Baruch Hu, so to say, goes up to his dwelling place above the seven heavens, so he goes up with a Teruah. You can even blow if it's Shabbos. Even though you didn't say yet the Shemoneh Esrei of Marib, the Atuchon Antanu, nevertheless you're allowed to go and blow. Why? It's not really a malacha, it's a chachma. Being a malacha, it doesn't have the halachic status of a malacha. So therefore, the rabbi said, the rabbis didn't answer it because technically there's nothing wrong with it. And he says, even if it's a Bein HaShmashos, so it's still potentially really Shabbos, so nevertheless you're allowed to blow shofar, because the whole thing is only midirabbanan over here, and it's Litzorach Mitzvah, and therefore it is allowed. However, if it's still definitely day, then also it's called, then you shouldn't blow on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Dishu foot number 9 brings down if somebody's davening by themselves, so he brings down from the Sefer B'moed L'chol Chai from Rav Chaim Pelagi, She'ein Tzarech L'leches L'skoalo. You don't have to bring somebody to go and blow shofar for such a person. Dishu footnote number 10 tells us L'inyan Kaddish Tiskabel that we say after the Tfilas Nila, it's a Shemoneh Esrei, so we always say Kaddish Tiskabel after Shemoneh Esrei. So in Simon Reish Lamed Dalet, we said in regards to Mincha, if you finished off Mincha before it got dark, and then you said Avinu Malkeinu or other Tachanunim, and now it's dark, so then you're not allowed to say the Kaddish Tiskabel anymore, because the Tefillah is a B'yom, the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei was during the day for Mincha, and the Kaddish Tiskabel is already when it's night. So therefore, you can't do that. However, Avol Matfilah Atzmanim Shavu'alayla, but if the davening continued to the nighttime, then it's not a problem to say the Kaddish Tiskabel. Again, the minhag over here of the Mechaber is that you blow Tekiyah, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiyah, but the Ramon now says, Hagav, Yishomim, She'en L'Skoa, Rak Tekiyah Achas. He brings us down in the name of the Mordechai, that goes by Monios, and the Ogur. So we just blow a Tekiyah. And he says, V'chei Noagim, V'dinos Elu, this is the custom in the Ashkenazic world. Mishbur says, Sivkot Yud Gimel, V'chei Noagim, and he brings down, the Achas Toka, after you blow the Tekiyah, Haminik Shomim, Mashliach Tziva, V'akol, Lishon Abav Yushalayim. There's a very common custom that everybody sings and they dance and they're very happy and they sing L'shon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. It's Hashem, we should all be zocha to this bracha, L'shon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. I have the schus right now to be dictating this from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and Meher V'Yameinu, we all should be here with Moshiach Tzidkenu B'Mehera. We'll just finish off the last words of the Ramah. He says, V'Tokin Li'achar Sh'amar Kaddish Li'achar Ni'ila. He says the common custom is to go and blow the Tekiyah after La'achar Sh'amar Kaddish La'achar Ni'ila, after you say the Kaddish, and some do it during the middle of the Kaddish, and he says, Uksas Makomus Nogulutz Koa Kodim HaKaddish. Some do it before you actually say the Kaddish. It's Hashem, there should be peace in Eretz Yisrael. We should all be Zochet to come to Yerushalayim, Lashon Haba, Yerushalayim. With this, we conclude the beautiful Simon Tov Reish Chof Gimel and today's Shir.